Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 91.
I want to thank you for joining the podcast today, and hope your day is going well. If not, we can turn it around by receiving inspiration from the Word of God. And we're going to start a brand new series that this series, frankly, on faith can be a lifetime study. It sure was for my father, Lester Summerall, that you could almost look at faith many different ways and every single day find out something new about the subject of faith. He would say faith is like a diamond, and you could turn a diamond many different ways and get another look, and get another prism, get another shine of light that makes it like another diamond every single time you move it. And so that's what faith is. And I'm taking a lot of notes here from Faith to Change the World. Dr. Summerall syllabus, I don't believe it's in print anymore, but maybe some of you have it. And if you do, grab it and go to page number 19, because that's where some of the scriptures are that we're going to be using on the subject of faith. On the front, he says, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes. Faith will come. A lot of people say, well, my faith's going because of, and then they talk about stuff that happens to them. And say, well, this happened and that happened, and my aunt and my uncle and my job and my mask and my everything. And because of things, faith goes away. Well, faith is always there whether things happen to you or not. And frankly, you're going to need faith when things go wrong, not necessarily right all the time. So you need more faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more Word that you feed on, the more it's going to get in you. And so that is Romans 10, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 kind of says it all. Beginning with the very first word, it says, now faith. In every single generation, it was now faith. And I know a lot of people, they rely upon their heritage for their faith. Well, grandma, she went to church all the time. My relatives were in the ministry. My father was an evangelist. And on it goes. They go generationally of what faith had been in time past. But what they're truly saying is, I don't have any faith. Wow. They got that church experience. They might have been in Sunday school. But they learned about the parameters of faith, of belief, and of a system. But they didn't have living faith inside of them. My dad and I were on an airplane coming back from the Philippines. And there was a movie star on board. And I noticed this guy in first class would walk through the airplane, and he would come back and stare at us. I noticed that. Dad was sleeping. I was wide awake. And so stare at us, and then he'd walk back to first class. And another hour or two, and there he was, walking back, staring at us, and then he'd walk back again. So finally, he came back with a piece of paper and a pen, and he'd look at my dad and said, are you Reverend Summerall? I said, well, yes, I am. He said, you don't know me, but my grandfather and grandfather were in ministry, and my mother's still alive, and they would be thrilled. I'm going to say thrilled to death. No, the thrill to life, if you just sign this piece of paper and give today's date. I mean, they'd be so happy to know that I was on the same airplane with Lester Summerall. But where was he? He was living on the faith of his father, the faith of his grandfather, because faith had left him because of stuff that happened to him. Now listen very carefully. Faith can rise above the stuff. Faith can help you rise above the things that set you back, the hurts, the insults, the disappointments, the things that go wrong in your life, or even the things that go right on your life. Isn't it amazing that both ends of the spectrum, people lose their faith? Because if things go bad, they lose their faith. And at the other end of the spectrum, things go too well, or you think you don't need God, all of a sudden they don't need faith anymore because I've made it. My goodness, how fast wealth and prestige and power can slip through your fingers. Here we have in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, now, constant, consistent faith in our lives. And the Bible tells us that faith is substance, stuff you can analyze and see and hold in your hand. Faith is substance of things hoped for, and then evidence of things not yet seen. What is evidence? Evidence is something you can take into a court of law. And it's not hearsay. You can say, oh, I heard fourth party. You can say, well, I thought I saw something. No, evidence is hard-boiled, real stuff that you present before a judge saying, this is not what I hoped for or guessed for. This is what happened. And so faith is something that can be real in your life. It is substance, but it's also evidence that God is real. Dr. Sumrall would always say that faith is basic knowledge of God. The more you know God, the more faith you'll have, and the more opportunities they have to exercise your faith. Faith, let's say, is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised. If you don't read the Word of God, if you don't pray, if you don't go to the house of God, if you don't help others, if you don't go on mission trips, if you don't pass out tracts, if you don't go to the food pantry, if you don't do all those things as a believer, your faith could shrivel up and you'd allow it to die. So you got to keep faith alive. Faith alive. You know, there's a scientific thing. It's a rule of law, which is things in motion tend to stay in motion. Things in motion tend to stay in motion. And faith in motion will help you, help others, help your family, help strangers that you've never met in your life. Faith is something that when you get that 911 telephone call to your phone and someone says, help! You can't believe what's going on in my life. Pray! What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Read something from a book? You guess it would refer them to your pastor? No, you got to have enough faith to pray. All right, now I want you to let everybody know this podcast is on the air. I want you to let them know that we're just beginning to talk about that thing that is a never-ending exercise in expansion called faith. And so, yeah, they can tune in to this one. And of course, next week, a brand new one. And I'm not going to say how long we're going to be going on this subject of faith, because it is forever. It's a lifetime study. And so, but I want to thank you for joining me today. And once again, share it with anybody and everybody. It'll be a blessing to them. God bless you. Goodbye.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.